It's partly cloudy and 68 degrees in Atlantic at 7:07. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Dan's Welding in Cumberland, solving Southwest Iowa's welding problems for 27 years. Our forecast is calling for scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly this afternoon. Some of those storms could be severe, capable of producing large hail and damaging winds. We'll have a high of 81. Radar shows just some light shower activity well off to the north of us and moving to the northeast between Dunlap and Denison. In the news, the City Council in Audubon Wednesday appointed a new city clerk and voted to terminate the employment of longtime city clerk Laura Hansen. Both motions were not unanimous, though, as Councilman Bob Jacobson provided the lone nay votes. Soon after the meeting began, the council entered into a closed session that lasted nearly an hour to hold interviews with two candidates for the city clerk's position. The candidates were identified as Candy Tagg from Mechanicsville, Virginia, and formerly of Audubon, and Joseph E. Farron of Audubon. After going into a closed session to interview the two candidates for the city clerk's position, Councilman Jason Hooker mentioned a motion to appoint Warren to the post, with John Wetzel providing the second. Councilman Jacobson voted no, saying that it was his opinion that Tagg was better qualified for the job. Steve Stetzel, who was in the audience, questioned whether there was a possible conflict of interest in Hooker having to vote to approve Farron.
I've got it written down right here. You are going to hire Joe Farron. That's before you come back in here. Now, his wife works for you.
Correct.
Did you vote for him?
Yes.
Why?
On his merits.
But shouldn't you have refused?
Isn't that a conflict of interest?
Just a little bit?
Hooker didn't say during the meeting if he felt his action was a conflict of interest. Afterward, though, he told reporters his vote was an honest mistake, but that with a 4-1 vote to remove Hansen, it didn't matter. Prior to a vote on the removal of Laura Hansen from office, the public demanded to know what the reasons were. Councilman Jacobson read from the order of removal. The list, with 14 reasons, also appeared on a big screen TV for the audience to see. The first few reasons given were for questionable financial practices.
Number one, her refusal to keep the library checkbook or use accounting practices in accordance with the library board's request. Number two, her unilateral rejection of a budget increase request by the library board without bringing said request to the city council. Number three, her failure to provide financial documents to the council in timely manner.
Other issues the council had with Hansen dealt with technology, such as the posting of meetings and agendas on the city's website and failure to use emails at times. And there were concerns about an error in the budget, which the council contended Hansen brought to the Audubon newspaper before presenting it to the council. The statement was later refuted by someone who said the Audubon County Advocate Journal discovered the budget error and brought it to Hansen's attention, not the other way around. The last item of contention dealt with Hansen's public relations skills.
Number 14, comments by citizens in the community of a lack of customer service at City Hall.
Several persons in the audience attempted to offer evidence or opinions that defended Hansen's alleged actions, but the council, with Jacobson objecting, voted to remove her anyway. She does have 30 days to request a public hearing upon receipt of a certified letter stating her order of removal. After the meeting adjourned, Barb Jacobson of the Audubon paused to recognize Hansen's years of service to the city.
Thank you for your service to Audubon, irregardless of what you did right or wrong. You spent several years here, and I think we should recognize
Elsewhere in area news, authorities in Montgomery County say a traffic stop earlier this morning near the intersection of Highways 34 and 48 in Red Oak resulted in an arrest. 26-year-old Skyler Lee Baker of Red Oak was arrested for operating a motor vehicle while revoked, OWI-related, and failure to provide proof of insurance. Baker was brought to Montgomery County Jail and held on a $1,000 cash bond. Authorities in Montgomery County say an altercation Wednesday evening in Red Oak resulted in the arrest of 29-year-old Jeremy Ray Dillocker of Red Oak. The Sheriff's Department says Dillocker was charged with public intoxication following the incident, which occurred on the 100 block of Broadway in Red Oak at around 8:25 p.m. Dillocker was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $300 bond. And police in Red Oak report the arrests on Wednesday of 57-year-old Jeffrey Allen Runyon. The Villisca man was taken into custody at a residence in the 100 block of Coolbaugh Street on a warrant for harassment by communication. Runyon was booked into the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $300 cash bond. In the funeral announcements, Jim Edwards, age 66 of Audubon, died Monday. Funeral services for Jim Edwards will be today at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Norma Jean Schmeling, age 90 of Casey, died Saturday. Funeral services for Norma Jean Schmeling will be today at noon at the St. John's Lutheran Church in Casey. Hamilton's Funeral Home in Des Moines has arrangements. Helen Neal, age 94 of Stewart and formerly of Dexter, died Monday. Funeral services for Helen Neal will be today at 4:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Dexter. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Dexter has arrangements. Terry Lee Hulsbus, age 62 of Harlan, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Terry Lee Hulsbus will be held on Friday at 10:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Wayne Halterman, age 89 of Bayard, died Monday. Funeral services for Wayne Halterman will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Bayard Community Building in Bayard. Odie Funeral Home of Bayard has arrangements. Rhonda Lynn McNally Peterson Hanner, age 52 of Stewart, died Saturday. Funeral services for Rhonda Hanner will be held on Friday at 1 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Michelle Cooper, age 50 of Glenwood, died Saturday. Funeral services for Michelle Cooper will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Southview Bible Church in Council Bluffs. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Bob Jamison Sr., age 83 of Bridgewater, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Bob Jamison Sr. will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Lois Jane Galpin, age 77, of Tulsa, Oklahoma, died Monday. Funeral services for Lois Galpin will be Saturday at 10:30 at the First Christian Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. And Ralph Doonan, age 84, of Alexandria, Minnesota, and formerly of Audubon and Elkhorn areas, died Monday. Funeral services for Ralph Doonan are pending at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. The news and funeral announcements were brought to you by Dan's Welding in Cumberland. Call Dan Anstey today for all of your welding and fabrication needs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.